Okay, Andre, if that's the way you feel about it, fine. If you can handle it all without me, I'll be in the living room here, on the couch, reading the homeowner's manual if you need me.
Why must you bother Andre?
I am not bothering Andre, dear. The man does a terrific job, but no man is an island.
See, that doorbell was one of your jobs. Hi, Charmaine.
Hi, good afternoon.
Lance.
Mrs. Huxtable. Dr. Huxtable, I presume.
Well, the inseparables. Have a sit down.
Pam, company.
Thank you in a minute.
Oh, we don't mean to disturb you, but we can go into the kitchen if you need your solitary space, though I understand that room is in disarray. You might not want to show us the seamy side of your life.
That's very considerate. What's up with you two?
Oh, well, we've been down to our guidance counselor. He's been helping us apply to college.
College, huh?
That's right, Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah.
Though I'm a bit distraught over the further pursuit of my educational goals.
Don't worry, you're going to college.
Oh, I ain't worried about that. I'm committed to attaining an education and a degree and bringing it back to my community.
Now, that's admirable. See, more people should be like you.
Thank you. I'll tell them.
But why are you concerned?
Oh, I just don't want to pay the application fee.
Well, you don't want to pay the application
fee. No, Dr. Huxtable, some of these places charge up to $50 a pop.
Hey, I know I've been popped four times.
Then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, look at this slick number here from Kaysen College. Now, look like they're trying to sell me a new car. What is a bikini-clad woman doing in front of the physics lab? I mean, with all due respect, isn't that a scam?
Well, despite this display, Lance, this is still a very good school.
Yes, and that is still a very good scam. But I ain't going for it. I ain't paying $50 for that.
Then how are you going to apply?
I'm going to post-date all my checks. Yeah, then if they reject me, I just call the bank.
Oh, okay.
Dr. and Mrs. Huxtable, Lance will fill these applications out error-free. We're going to the same college where his behavior will reflect on me personally, and I will not have bounce checks on my transcript. Oh, excuse me.
See you later, baby.
Lance, don't use outside words inside.
Wait a minute, just a second. Okay, come in.
Hey.
Homie, don't get too excited. I've almost finished sewing your new knockout dress.
Oh, let me see.
No, not until it's finished. I don't want any buyer's remorse.
Oh, Pam, I don't know where I'd be without my best friend. And I'm not just saying that because you're making me look good.
But I am.
And speaking of looking good, I was down at our guidance counselor's office today.
Mr. Bostick? What were you doing? Planning your honeymoon?
No, we were talking about my future. And you should go in and talk about yours, too.
Just mine or his and mine?
Serious now. Are you planning on going to college or what?
I'm going. Unless, of course, Mr. Bostick proposes.
Come on, Pam. This is your future. Now stay focused. You need Mr. Bostick's guidance and advice. And if I were you, I'd wear my new bowling shirt. It's been said he's in a league.
All right. Don't do it. This is the counselor's office.
Yep.
What does it remind you of?
I don't know what.
Vice principal's office, third grade detention.
Oh, right, for putting those Board of Health stickers on a cafeteria door.
Remember, everyone's screaming, my hot dogs get down.
Girl, you gotta let go of that now.
Well, you know, I'm just going in to see my counselor. All I have to do is go in and tell him the colleges I want.
Are you still planning to apply to those schools?
Mm-hmm. Same ones you're going to.
Penn Hillman and Bowling Green.
Those are the ones.
Pam, those are very hard schools to get into.
So? We always said we go through life together. You're going, I'm going.
Okay, Mr. Bostic is a good counselor. Maybe he knows something I don't. Oh, and Pam, you got a little lipstick right there.
Miss Tucker, come on in.
Go get him, girl. I'll be here when you get out.
Yes, okay. Hi, Mr. Bostic.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm ready. I mean, for college.
You're interested in college. I didn't know that.
Yes, well, I've been keeping it under wraps, but now it's time for the big push.
Oh, I see.
I'll be attending college with my best friend Charmaine at Penn Hillman or Bowling Green.
Now, Pam, come on. Why did you really want to see me?
I'm serious. I want to go to those schools.
Pam, the grade point average for those schools is 3.7. Your grade average is 1.9.
Mr. Bostic, it's my understanding that these colleges look at a little bit more than just your grades.
Well, now, that's true. But they also look at SAT scores.
Yes, SAT scores. Now, standardized tests. That's me.
Pam, you got a 750 out of 1,600 when you took them last spring. Now, that's well below average.
Last spring, huh? Last spring. Bad vibes. Just got out of a terrible relationship. He wasn't college material, and that's what really held me back.
Listen, Pam. When are we going to start looking at this thing realistically, huh?
Mr. Bostic, I assumed you were on my side. I mean, it's also my understanding that these colleges make exceptions for those students who have potential, especially those who come from a disadvantaged neighborhood.
Now, Pam, I know all about your neighborhood.
Then you understand. I'm a product of that reality, and that's what really held me back.
Pam, right now there are 14 students from your neighborhood in college.
14.
And trust me, not one of them got there on their personality.
Single-parent families?
Some.
Working mothers?
Everyone.
You have all the answers, don't you?
Look, Pam, I'm not trying to discourage you. I mean, you really have grown.
Yeah, see, now that's what I'm trying to tell you. My grades have gone up this year. There's even an A in there.
I know.
And some B's. Look at those hard-working B's.
Pam, look, it takes more than one semester of work to get into college.
But I want to go.
My suggestion to you is that you apply at one of the local community colleges.
No, I want to go way to college with Charmaine.
Charmaine worked hard, and she's qualified. Now, if you do the same, you can apply at those same schools in a couple of years.
Is that your final offer?
Pam, this is not an offer. Look, I'm not saying that you're not eligible for those schools, but the probability of acceptance is extremely remote. 1 in 10,000, maybe.
Oh, 1 in 10,000, maybe. Oh, okay, just so I know my odds. Well, thank you, Mr. Bostic.
Listen, if I can help you in any other way, I'm here.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, how'd it go?
Bye. But did you know that Mr. Bostic is one of the ugliest men I've ever seen in my life?
What?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you ever notice the hair growing out of his ears? And the mole on his neck that moves when he talks?
Not our Mr. Bostic.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you didn't notice. As studious as you are.
What did he say about you going to a university?
Oh, he said I was eligible. One of the last things he said was, I'm eligible.
Really?
Yeah. So let's go fill out these college applications. Come on, Charmaine, don't hold me back.
All right, see you later, Andre. Nice job. Now, we will see. All right, Andre. Mm-hmm. Nice work. Oh!
Hammer time.
Things happen, you know. Yeah, but don't worry about it, honey. Look, this will be just between you and me. That's
no,
all.
No. Go ahead and tell everybody Pam did it. Pam did it. Pam does everything wrong.
No. Okay, Pam, look, you didn't do it. I did it.
Cousin Cliff, please don't patronize me. I've got a big project in front of me. I got to fill out all these college applications with no help from my guidance counselor.
You mean Mr.?
Yeah, that geek.
Geek? Now, why is he a geek all of a sudden?
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I really don't want to go into this right now. I've got Penn, Hillman, and Bowling Green on my back.
University of Pennsylvania? Okay.
Oh, are you another one who says I'm not qualified for anything?
No. Listen, when you're focused, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I can go into demolitions right now.
Pam, you didn't do this. You didn't do it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, well, gotta get back to these college applications.
All right.
You know, all this time, you people tell me, go to college. Now I want to go to college, and you people won't let me in. I wish you people would make up your mind. Mind your business, something, I don't know.
There's no ooh. See, you come down here and right away the first thing you do is ooh. You're as bad as Mrs. Huxtable. This is an air hole. Okay? It's an air hole. Come here. And put your hand in there. Put your hand in there. What do you feel?
Nothing.
That's right. Air. Put your hand out. What do you feel?
Air.
Write a 200-word essay on whatever you desire. Okay. Let us not beat around the bush. My GPA and SAT scores are low. But that's just the paper me. I invite you here to meet those who know me best. My cousins, Dr. Huxtable, Claire Huxtable, attorney, and all their college-attending children. When you see my world, you'll see I'm really, really, really a nice person. Really. Come in.
Hi. I'm practicing for show and tell. Would you like to watch?
Oh, so I'm busy right now.
Oh, this is my first show and tell in the whole world. I don't want to bomb.
Okay, but just a little bit.
Okay, places, everyone, places. Hello, everyone. This is a real, genuine oyster. Which Denise and my dad sent from Hong Kong. Say hello, Mr. Oyster. Hello. Now, when Mr. Oyster here eats a grain of sand, it sits in his tummy and he has digestions. And then he makes a pearl. But if you get a lot of oysters with indigestion, you can make a whole necklace. Isn't that wonderful? I'm sorry, he won't. It's just a tummy ache.
It's not Mr. Oyster, Olivia. It's Miss Pam.
Do you have a tummy ache, too?
No, you don't understand. See, I was just minding my own business for 3 years of high school. Now, come senior year, my best friend is leaving me.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Me too. I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
And now I can't make it up. All those times I could have studied. Oh, I was stupid. I could have done better in those classes. Now she's going away to some big university and leaving me all alone.
No, you won't be all alone. We'll be together. We'll do our homework together. We'll go to college together.
Oh, Libby, you so sweet.
You are too.
I think I need to be alone for a while, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Sam? Yes?
Now that we're best friends, I was thinking that we could move Rudy in with the twins. And I can move in with you, buddy.
Let's think on it.
If you need me, buddy, you know where I am.
Thanks a lot, Andre. Did a wonderful job. And I'll keep those children away from that wall. Uh-oh. Bad day at the office?
You had show and tell today.
What happened with the oyster?
Well, I was the last one to get up and show my talking oyster. And just when I was about to make a talk, there was a fire drill. Then everyone started to marching out. Then the teacher said, Olivia, get your clam and let's go.
So you didn't get to do it? Well, would you like to do your show and tell for us?
No, I don't think she wants to do that because, see, the oyster's very, very tired and the oyster wants to sleep. That's how they make the pearls. They sleep a lot, and when they turn over, it starts to agitate, and that's when the pearls come up. So it should sleep now.
Oh, no. Who wants to talk?
So you should assemble everybody in the living room, Olivia, and then we'll come in there and you can do your show and tell for us.
Okay, but we better eat late. I have lots to cover.
Okay. And Cliff, you should hurry up and come, too, because you're going to want to hear this. That oyster's going to tell us something about a hole.
When we get in this room, you keep your mouth shut.
Your college applications in the trash? Did I miss something?
Oh, that's history. I'm not ready for those schools yet.
Oh, Pam, but you're good enough.
Well, let's just say our paths may cross someday, but right now I'm leaving it up to my friend Charmaine to blaze the trail. Yes.
I thought this would be so hard for you.
Oh, no, not the problem. Not the problem.
Well, you know, I may not get into all those schools.
Charmaine, you'll get in.
Well, Bowling Green I feel confident about. And maybe Hillman. It certainly would be a gift to have all three under my belt, step back, make a luxurious decision, and hit the campus. Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry, but you've got to stop jiggling.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I can't decide whether to study in the wide open spaces of the Midwest or to keep on the pulse of the city at the University of Pennsylvania, although I plan to succeed at either. Ouch! Honey, do you have any dull pens?
Doing the best I can.
Well, I don't mean to keep going on about myself.
That's okay. You're not the only one with pens. I mean plans.
Plans, really? Well, out with it, girl. Come on, what are you planning on doing next year?
Well, I've been kicking around a few ideas, but I'm really leaning toward California.
California?
To be with my mother and my grandmother.
All the way across the country?
Yeah. Who knows? I'll probably study design and get a job in some costume department at a big Hollywood studio.
Ooh, and you can introduce me to all your celebrity friends.
Oh, Charmaine, they're just like you and me.
Pam, if you go out to California, when are we going to see each other?
But when are you planning on seeing me?
Well, You know, I thought you'd still be in New York, and on weekends I invite you down to the dorms to stay with me. Ouch! You're gonna lose that job if you treat those stars like you treat me.
I plan to be professional. I plan to succeed at what I do too, Charmaine.
Well, I never said you wouldn't be professional.
Well, you never said I had anything to offer either.
Well, I guess I didn't.
Well, I guess next year we'll find out if I do.
Pam, I never thought about you not succeeding. I mean, you were always so much more talented than me with your fashion and your singing, your creativity and sense of humor. I mean, it was just a matter of which way you wanted to go. And if it wasn't for you, I'd be a social seaweed today. Pitiful flotsam bobbing on the East River. You're my best friend.
I know. And you're mine.
And I love you. I really do.
I love you, too.
And we'll always be together, right?
Yes, we will.
Even when we're apart.
Yes, you know it. That's okay. Don't make me cry again.
Well, I'm entitled. You're my homie.